Well, this morning here, we have Chris Bug with us, who's our controller. He's the person behind the scenes that handles a lot of our finances and really keeps things in balance here. So, Chris, I want to welcome you to the radio broadcast.
Well, thank you, Reverend Kaiser. It's good to be with you this morning.
So, Chris, you are not a stranger to the ministry. I know you've been here for over six and a half years. But even before then, you had a big part in the ministry. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you became involved at Haven Arrest years ago?
Yes. Yeah, so shortly after becoming a born-again believer in 2005, I started volunteering down in the food service department. I would come in every Saturday and help out on the dock, receiving food donations and, you know, putting things away and helping in the kitchen wherever needed. So I started there at the end of 2005, and in 2017, I found out through Jan Pluck,
yes,
who was our volunteer coordinator, that that Kathy Wells, our previous controller, was wanting to step down. So I was in the process of transitioning out of my corporate job and decided to throw my hat in the ring.
And here you are 6.5 years later. You've been a blessing. Going back to your volunteer days, Chris, how did you hear about the Haven? Was it through church, or how did you hear about us?
I actually heard about it through a man named Brian Tindall, who happens to be a psychiatrist, and I had been seeing him, you know, basically due to, you know, some life issues.
Mm-hmm.
And being a new believer, he, you know, he would encourage me to, you know, get into the scripture and, you know, read the word. And, you know, my question to him was, well, now that I'm born again, you know, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And he recommended Haven of Rest to me, and I called up, met with Jan, and the rest is history.
Well, you know, what a blessing. And I remember you volunteering. I'd be down here when it was my weekend rotation. You'd be down, you'd be very faithful too, very faithful volunteer. Used to appreciate sitting down at lunchtime on a Saturday with you and just talking all kinds of things with Jan was always there and some of the other guys from the men's division. I can't believe that was in 2005. So, Chris, you mentioned you came out of the corporate world. What did you specialize in?
I was what was referred to as a corporate general accountant. So, basically responsible for, you know, accounts payable, general ledger, you know, the nuts and bolts of, you know, corporate accounting,
yes,
basically. So,
mm-hmm,
you know, I did have a team that worked underneath me, and, you know, it was a big, long career. I was there for 39 years, and, you know, it was just time for a change. And, you know, I think the Lord, you know, led me here, and, you know, it's, I wouldn't say I fell into it, but certainly a door was opened.
Yes. And I do remember when we went through the interview process, one of the things that you said, which was 6.5 years ago, which I thought, well, boy, isn't that neat, that you said you weren't ready for retirement. You really weren't. And you said, you know, I still have some what I years in me that you wanted to do. So you come at the Haven Arrest, and then you worked next to Kathy Wells for about a year?
Yeah, it was about a year, a little over a year.
Yes.
And, you know, having no experience in nonprofit accounting.
Yes.
There was a learning curve there, but Kathy was gracious and just really helpful in the transition. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's been smooth sailing, but, you know, it's just been a great ride, and I just feel so blessed to be able to serve in this capacity for, you know, this wonderful ministry.
Well, I know Kathy had been here for over 30 years, and I remember all that transition going in. So I do want to talk, and the reason why I think this is a great conversation is what you do in your department. You have a lot of responsibility. You have some people that work with you as donations come in. But you also work with some of the departments, too. And people will say, well, why does he work with some departments? Well, there's a lot of purchasing that goes on. There's just a lot of questions. Why don't you talk a little bit about some of those responsibilities?
Yeah, so, you know, on a daily basis, you know, it's a matter of keeping, you know, the paper flowing.
Yes.
The bills, the payroll. I interface quite a bit with our data processing group.
Yes.
You know, processing the donor transactions. So there's a lot of things that go on a daily basis. But in addition to that, I work with all of the operating departments to develop the annual operating budget.
That's correct.
And as a matter of fact, we're getting ready to get into that here shortly.
Yes, we are.
So I also work with the outside auditors.
Yes, you do.
You know, each year they come in at the end of our fiscal year, and you know, it's quite a bit of work, but you know, we've really worked hard to streamline that process, and I think we've eliminated a lot of paper and you know, just streamlined some of the tasks that we do on a daily, monthly, quarterly basis. So you know, it's just you know, it's just an ongoing thing, and you know, we're always looking for areas where we can improve the efficiency of the operations. And you know, we just made some changes to the payroll system where the employees are able to go out and request their time off you know, without using paper. And you know, it's just been, you know, just making small steps here and there to, you know, just make things more efficient.
Well, you know, I smile when you talk about, you know, working with the Paycor system and switching things over paper. You know, back in 94, I mean, I remember switching, I don't remember, but I came in 97. But when we switched over from 94, a lot of that was paper. Then we went to a program called CTS. And we ran that thing, Chris, you know this, we ran that as long as we could because it did what it could do, but it had a lot of limitations. And then we updated to Mission Tracker, which does just so much more. And then even in what you're doing, transitioning over into more of a paperless system, and even though we just did that not long ago, it seems like a lot of the bumps are getting worked out, and people are adapting to the new system.
Yeah, it seems to be working real well, and I think the employees are adjusting to it. And, you know, change is always, you know, something that people might be anxious about. But
right.
I think it's gone well, and, you know, Lori Terwilliger,
yes,
our HR manager, has been very instrumental in you know, bringing the employees along. So, very good project, and it's going very, very well.
Yes. Well, you know, Chris, being the controller, looking over the finances, there's a lot of different departments. I asked this question to a lot of our department heads. How do you see God working in your area? Because I see it every day. I know you bring in reports to me all the time. You'll bring me updates and let me know what's going on. But man, I tell you.
Yeah. So I started in the end of June back in 2017, and I look at how our revenues, our donations, have grown from year to year, and I'm just absolutely amazed at the generosity of our donors, you know, those that leave legacy gifts such,
yes,
as estates and trusts, and those that donate to our capital fundraising projects. And, you know, we've just grown by leaps and bounds. And, you know, it's due to the generosity of our donor base.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about our capital campaigns. You know, we have done, you've been here 6.5 years. We have almost done one big capital campaign almost each year since you've been here. I might be missing one year where we didn't. But we have another big one coming up. But, Chris, you say something very important. Our donors and our friends out there have been very supportive of some of these, all of the campaigns that we've done. I think of the Kitchen Project. I think of the Residential Men's Project that we renovated all the rooms and the bathrooms. I think of the computers and the phones that we've been updating. And then we have a new one that will be really introduced very shortly here, is the showers over at our client service center. There is 14 showers that have been used every single day since the client service center building has opened. And there's a total of 14 of them. And one of that project is we're looking to redo those showers, renovate those showers because of how much they get used. And I'm excited about the project. And I'm also excited to see how the Lord leads us in this project. And all these renovations, Chris, you know this, because you get to see, you know, the money that comes in to support things. We just had a brand new rooftop unit put on. When you have three buildings, you have to maintain.
Right. So the capital projects are, you know, have allowed us to upgrade our facilities, you know, so that we can better serve our clients. And, you know, we're still in the process of putting the new phone system in.
Yes.
We're continuing to upgrade our IT equipment and services. And they're just finishing up with the donation center.
Yes.
Upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited about, you know, the completion of that one.
Yes.
and what that's going to look like for the people coming in to drop off their clothing donations.
And that's very close to being complete. Yes.
Right. And, you know, all of these projects have been fully funded. As a matter of fact, some of them have been oversubscribed, which allows us to, you know, use the funds where needed. And, you know, we're just so grateful for those that have decided to support us in that way.
Yes. And then some other projects, which I don't even want to say that are smaller projects, Chris, but we have our learning center that's going to be having a whole new floor put in there. That's going to be happening here in the near future. And then our back west entrance doors, we will be getting new doors a new door on the back entrance of the west parking lot coming in. Now, it's interesting, Chris, and I think I've shared with you that the lock on that door, when they took that lock off the door to do some repair work, it was, I think the date on there was 1975 or 74. That's when we moved in here. So that lock has seen a lot of opening and closing, because that you know how much that door gets
right,
used. It's
right.
Every day, all day long, in and out, in and out. And so these are, as you said, Chris, maintaining the three buildings and our campus here is a priority, and we can't thank our donors enough for their support and backing these projects. Now, as we get close to closing here, I do want to ask you one other question here, which we ask pretty much everybody, is 6.5 years. You do a lot of what I call reports and making sure the departments are keeping in within their budgets and stuff like that. How can our listeners pray for you as we go into the new year here of 2024?
Yeah, I would just ask that that the listeners would pray for wisdom and discernment as I continue my walk with the Lord. And I also want to give a shout out to all of the employees who are working here on the front lines,
mm-hmm.
You know, that are dealing with the people that come through our doors. I know being in you know, the back office operation, I don't get as much opportunity to, you know, to interact with a lot of our clients and residents, but they do a tremendous job, and they're really working for the Lord. So I would ask that the listeners also pray for our frontline workers, because they're out there sharing the gospel on a daily basis and just showing love and compassion to those that come through our doors. So, you know, in addition to praying for me, I would ask that you also pray for those who are working on the front lines.
Yes. And, you know, Chris, and I know our listeners will pray for that. As our guests come in every single day, we're dealing with anywhere between 80 to 120 people coming through the doors. Some people staying, some people not. All different kinds of issues going on. Not everything is all drug-related. Some could be mental health issues. The other side of that could be mental health and drug-related. And so you're absolutely right. Our frontline workers, I know they'll covet the prayers of our listeners. And so once again, Chris, thank you for being a part of our radio broadcast here this morning.
Well, thanks for having me here, Reverend Kaiser.